This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. First hour, we got to speak with Illinois State Representative Kevin Schmidt. He is in the 114th District. What towns did he list? Cahokia Heights, East St. Louis.
DuPo, Millstadt, Muscoota, New Athens.
O'Fallon. Yeah, a very, very great slice of America through the entire district. Please go support Kevin Schmidt in Illinois. I know there's a lot of Missouri statewide races. We don't do our statewides, unfortunately. We can't replace Governor Pritzker this right. Oh, just for a record, just a reminder to everybody in Illinois, there are no governor term limits.
Oh, thanks.
J.B. Pritzker could run again and again and again and again.
You know, I think that that's okay, though, because when we see in Illinois politicians stay in office for like a long, long time, usually they treat that power pretty well. Like Mike Madigan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
remember that name?
He's in trouble.
I was going to say, he's still in court.
We're going to talk to Jim Carafano, we hope, in a few minutes. He had a flight that was landing. It's like landing right now. So he's probably going to call us, and we're going to connect with him here shortly. But we've talked about the economy. We talked a lot about how people are struggling in the state of Illinois with Kevin Schmidt. The status quo with Democrats in control is not beneficial to the taxpayer, to the voter. But nationally, we absolutely experience the same thing. In addition to that, the other issue that a lot of people talk about after the economy being their number one issue, which Donald Trump, at least from polling a polling perspective, wins big on the economy issue, is the southern border. Is the southern border a problem? Is illegal immigration in this country a problem? Here is Tim Walz talking about the immigration issue that we have nationally.
But we can't forsake this idea that there are pathways to citizenship that aren't take too long, and you can get people who are here, want to be here, contributing to this country, give them that pathway that's legal. And I think that's what the vice president has said. She said she'd sign the bill immediately.
Why is it so hard? You know, it's for Democrats and Republicans, when we talk about immigration, Democrats are always like, we need a better way to become a citizen. And Republicans are like, yeah, but we need to close the border.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Both of those things are true. We need to agree to say, okay, let's solve this issue and then we'll solve that issue. And if you want to do it simultaneously, that's fine. But you have to have both conversations. Instead, in politics, what you do is you just point out how the other side is wrong about something and nothing is done.
It's also really inauthentic of any Democrat, including Tim Walz, although he wasn't in Congress when this was happening, to say that and to use that as a line, because Trump himself, who he's running against, tried to do that in 2018.
True. Republicans
were not real happy with it.
Yeah.
And he said, it doesn't matter. We're going to try. If we can get border security, you know, get the wall going, get all these things going, then I will give these people, dreamers, a path to citizenship. And Democrats refuse to do it.
Is there any person who's in this country right now that came here illegally? Is there any person that exists in this country right now that you think should be considered for citizenship? Just like that. I can't snap.
Like the children of illegal immigrants or something.
What if you've been here for 45 years and you were brought here as a child and all you've ever known is this, and now you're going to get shipped back to some third world country? That there is a huge difference to me between legal status and citizenship. And the understand, and this is when DACA was, when DACA was brought into the conversation with Obama, you know, the that idea that there was a finite group of people who were brought here as children, we should label them as DACA or whatever. We cannot solve the immigration problem until we solve the border problem, because people will continue to come here, and then your the other problem continues to get bigger and bigger. Let's talk to Jim Carafano, who joins us once again. Great to have you on, Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, we're talking a little bit about the immigration issue, something you and I have talked about for years and years now. And I'm mentioning that, like, Democrats want to say that the problem is it's too hard to become a citizen. Republicans are often saying the problem is that it's too easy to get into the country. What's the sensible way to look at the problem as it stands right now and come to a solution that anybody on either side of the aisle should be able to agree to?
Well, look, you cannot. Nobody can believe a law where breaking the law provides enormous benefits, and if there are no consequences for breaking the law, that law is going to be obeyed. I mean, that's just human common sense. And so, how do you restore the integrity of the law? Well, one is you have to secure the border. Two is you have to go after people that are building these transnational human trafficking networks that are funneling people to the border. And three is you have to deport people. I mean, you just have to. And you have to deport them in large numbers, because that's what's going to show people that you're serious about enforcing the law. Mm-hmm. And that's also going to mean taking away all these benefits that people have from being here illegally. It's actually easier to come to this country illegally. It's more beneficial to come to this country illegally than to come legally. So you have to stop all that. And you can't say, well, that won't work, because we know it worked, because that's what Donald Trump did. And he significantly reduced the numbers. But the joke about citizenship is that's just complete nonsense. Mm. If all they wanted was more people to come here legally and work, they had all the laws on the books and all the capacity to do that. They specifically chose not to do that. They wanted to break the system so they could bring in tens of millions of people and then say this problem is overwhelming, so the only solution is to give them amnesty. And, of course, the number one problem with that is as soon as you give everybody amnesty, the next 10 million will be at your door.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. We're speaking with Jim Carafano right now. In an earlier interview, Jim, I had an Illinois state representative, a Republican, won his seat from a very successful Democrat over the years in East St. Louis here. I don't know how familiar you are with East St. Louis, but it's a very impoverished area. It's right across the river from downtown.
Yep. I've been there many times.
Yeah, so he was talking about how when he was canvassing this district, that those are the people who want to see him and talk to him the most. Yes, he's a Republican. He's a white guy going into East St. Louis, and they want to talk to him, and he sits right and listens to him. And he said the number one issue that he hears from those voters when he sits down with them in an African-American community is that illegal immigration is the priority issue for those voters. Is the solution deportation? Is there policy and politics that need to come together in order to sell that to the American people? Or do you just make it happen? You get it done. It's the right thing to do.
Well, look, I think the American people are sold on this, and it's the only practical thing that can be done. And the reality is if you want to deport people, you have to detain them. You cannot just say show up for deportation or put a thing on somebody and expect that that's going to happen. And that means, and the other thing is, look, you don't have to deport 10 million people. You have to deport large numbers, but a lot of people will actually just self-deport. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just came here for economic reasons. And once they realize that there is not, you know, a free lunch here, they're just going to leave. You know, a lot of the criminal people, once they find out it's not easy to do criminal activity here, and it's much easier to do it back in their home country, they're just going to go home. And so the reality is you have to deport enough people to show them that you're serious about enforcing the law. And that's what's going to change things.
Jim, what about the immigration system? Set aside, obviously, the huge, massive problem that needs to be a priority to be addressed in letting people just come in here. But is it too complicated to become a United States citizen? Does it need a refresh?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the problem is not... The problem is not the mechanism, and you can adjust the volume, and you can speed up the process,
I think the problem was always, and it was actually an issue that Trump wanted to address, it's who are you bringing into the country? So the primary ways of bringing people in the country was chain migration, which basically it's like we bring in people who are related to people here. And most smart countries in the world are moving to something called, merit-based migration, which is you bring in people that are going to add the most to your society. And there are different models to do this. They've all worked very successfully. The United States can implement that. As a matter of fact, the Trump in the second term was going to do that. So when we said the system was broken, what we were complaining about is, we're just bringing in the wrong kinds of people, and we really don't have a system to decide what's the right number to bring in. And Trump was going to fix that. When they say the system is broken, is, oh, we can't bring in 10 million Democratic voters and register them overnight. And so we have very different perceptions of what broken means.
Yeah, and you can't solve a problem if you can't define the problem and agree upon it. We're speaking with Jim Carafano right now. He's an expert at the Heritage Foundation. We're grateful to have him on here. Do you feel as though...
I just want to say one
thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say one thing because what Harris has said is... And you know me, I'm not Republican, not Democrat. Just what she said is, oh, we'll secure the border, but we have to give amnesty to everybody, and then we'll secure the border. That dog does not hunt. The last four presidents have proposed that with every combination you could have, Republican Congress, Republican president, Democratic Congress, Democratic president, Democratic Congress. It's never succeeded because they know the American people just simply won't buy that. So if that's your alternative, We know it'll never happen because it'll never get the support of the American people. It never will. Matter of fact, if you look at the polls today, forget about Congress. 80% of Americans today just say deport them.
Yeah. Yes. It's actually a pretty agreed upon issue at this point in time. Do you feel as though Donald Trump and his policies that he had in place, and if he were to win, he'd probably put a lot of those policies back in place, I assume, through the 94 executive orders that the Biden-Harris administration undid. Is more needed on border security from Congress?
Not initially. I think 99% of what the president needs to do, he can do with executive orders. And the other thing is he has the team. I mean, there are a lot of people that worked on this issue in the past administration that have the trust and confidence of the president. They know exactly what to do, and they know exactly how to do it. And they're just waiting, for the call. Pack your bags, come to Washington. Mm-hmm. So of all the areas of foreign policy, I think this is the one where literally everybody walks in the door on day one, and there's not even anything to debate since we're going to do this.
Yeah, that's exciting to hear. Hopefully we can materialize that way. Last question before we let you go, and Jim, we're grateful for your time today. When Kamala Harris always brags about the bipartisan bill that she gives Donald Trump credit for killing, she always talks about getting all of those border control agents to flood the area. What has the Biden-Harris administration done with the men and women who are serving in Border Patrol and keeping that area safe? What have they used those people for?
Well, they basically use them. I mean, the reality is they've used Immigration and Border Control as a concierge service to bring illegal aliens to the United States. And the only reason why they say numbers are down is because instead of people illegally breaking the United States, essentially the U.S. government just picks them up and brings them in. So, I mean, you're using it's like using the police to escort the bank robber from the bank.
And then not calling him a criminal. It's unbelievable. Jim, thank you for fitness in your schedule. We're going to, next time we talk to you, if you have time next Tuesday, Election Day, we're looking forward to it. Soon we will have hopefully a new direction for this country. Thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano is the Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation on X at JJ Carafano. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss the YouTube live chat poll a little bit. When will you vote? Some of y'all have already done it. You'll find out if any of us have cast our votes already. Maybe you've already voted. Maybe you plan to vote early. Or maybe you plan to vote on Election Day, or maybe you've decided, I can't do it. I'm not voting. Oh, please, Lord, have mercy. Don't be that person. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come vote. Tell us what you think. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.